life.
He's in there. I'm on a plane. That's the latest situation.
Joe Girardi, the manager for the New York Yankees. The land is buzzing over baseball, cracking down on performance-enhancing drugs. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. How do you feel about your baseball players being juiced? Do you even care? You know, it's funny. Even sometimes the biggest of fans are kind of, eh. I think because we've been hearing about this for so long, and now finally there's some definitive action being taken. It's like, oh, yeah, it's about time. So we're going to really take a stand on people who cheated for once. You think of apple pie mom and baseball as the fabric of Americana. Remember the old commercials that used to say that? Only our baseball got a little tainted. And people didn't care. Some people didn't care. And I think it's just because it's taken so long for something to happen. Now, this was part of the Biogenesis investigation. There are all kinds of rumors. It could be banned for life, which would be huge if you banned Alex Rodriguez, the guy who signed the most lucrative contract in baseball's history, to a lifetime ban. A guy, he's out. Boom, that's it. Or is it just going to be a year? I think it's closer to a year. The people that I know at Major League Baseball have said that, and that, yes, it's going to be harsh, but they think a year is harsh. He's not the only one. 12 other players will be in the mix for varying suspensions. How long and will they appeal and all that kind of stuff will be announced on probably Monday, because Monday at noon is when Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, we'll talk about who's being suspended and what they're being suspended for. What's interesting is Joe Girardi there talking about A-Rod will play, because ironically, in a twist here, he's going to appeal whatever happens, whatever he gets ends up getting suspended for. But he'll be penciled in for Derek Jeter, who's hurt. So he's rehabbed and he's ready. They're going to play him. So how interesting is that, that this huge story will break? It'll be a crush of media, especially because A-Rod's the biggest name, and he'll be playing. And for the first time in a Yankee uniform, you know, he's been rehabbing in a very long time. And then there's the possibility that, boom, he's out for the whole next year. So there are a lot of questions about performance and enhancing drugs in sports in general. And should we just swallow it, or is it about time that somebody did something? And so now Selig finally is doing something specific about it after this big investigation into the one particular clinic in Miami. The House and the Senate have gone fishing for a month. It's interesting because this comes at a critical time. We have got budget talks, the possibility already swirling around about government shutdown on October 1st. We've heard things like that before, haven't we? We've seen it. We've seen that there's the big video showdown, the ultimately making the news at the 11th hour, because finally the crisis is averted. So is another crisis averted? It's the same storyline over and over again. If this were a sitcom, it'd be canceled. We can't cancel right now our democratic process, the big branch of our democratic process. But boy, sometimes we wish we could, don't we? So immigration is still left hanging around. The budget talks still left hanging around. Obamacare, the problems with Obamacare and implementing some of the key points of it, now stuck in the middle. And in the middle of all of that, there is the threat of potential violence in the United States or outside of the United States with Al-Qaeda terrorists. The State Department decided to keep embassies closed, a lot of them anyway, because of the specific terror threats and how serious they are, not wanting to risk another 9/11. So a lot of our embassies, 22 in fact, are shut down. Some of them in Baghdad, in Iraq, etc. But there are others in deeper corners of the Middle East that you wouldn't necessarily expect. So the State Department announced that that's what they were doing. You can go to the State Department website, and they'll tell you all these places you shouldn't go. And that's, you know, it's the obvious regions that I mentioned. And what did we get? And what's interesting is, because of this thing that we're on high alert, I was flying today from Philadelphia to Dallas, Texas, and there were random searches at the gates. And then the guy that was standing next to me said, oh, yeah, heightened alert. They're doing this. They're back again to doing this thing at the gates to randomly pick people out. And sure enough, I was randomly picked out. They went through one bag, which had really nothing in it. It's saltwater taffies and, you know, nothing of consequence. And that was it. And then the other people I also noticed where they were doing that, it wasn't much of a search. So if anybody was carrying anything anyway, I don't think they'd get it. I don't think they would have found it. So they closed these areas, and they say that's what they got from chatter from phone lines, computer outlets, websites, and all that stuff, which is what the NSA was griping about. When this story that Ed Snowden broke, I mean, basically dumped the information to whistleblow, if you wish to describe it as that, when that information came out, is what they're talking about now, that, oh yeah, this has been picked up over the last decade. If we didn't have this chatter and we didn't have all this information coming in, we wouldn't be able to stop the targets that we want to keep safe, and we wouldn't be able to warn people about what is possibly happening. And they say the Western targets unprecedented on America. Whew, that's frightening. So what does that mean? What are the chances are that we are 100% covered here? The chances are not very good. So there's a deadly attack that's going to happen. I fear that there's a way to get through. They intercepted things that were so specific to the West that Britain, Germany, and France even decided they were going to close their embassies in Yemen. They were going to do that. And the British decided they were going to get staff out of Yemen because of security concerns. So this has to be something serious. It has to be something big. What specifically it is, we don't know. How can you react to what you don't know? Okay, be careful if you're traveling somewhere. Look on the website. But how can any of us be more diligent than that? Because we don't know what's happening in the United States. We could think, well, it might be a big sporting event. It could be something where there are a lot of other people gathered somewhere. But we're just spitballing it. We have no way to know exactly what they're talking about. All right, hang with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Later this week, moving the needle and dumb things I shouldn't have done. Ooh, I have a really good dumb things coming up later throughout the week here on America Tonight. This is a sad deal. This isn't a dumb thing. This is a pathetic thing that has now ruined lives. The LA police arrested a suspect in the boardwalk driving attack that left 11 people injured and one person dead. Suspicion of a guy intentionally driving into the crowds at Venice Beach. He killed a woman. He injured the 11 other people in a crazy, chaotic scene. The person they arrested was 38-year-old Nathan Campbell, who's booked for investigation of murder and is in jail, of course, on $1 million. Bail. He turned himself in a couple of hours after the attack. Happened 6 o'clock on Saturday, and they just show him. He pulled a black car alongside I've been to this boardwalk. You've seen it on TV, this seaside kind of concrete boardwalk, and then part of its boards. The sun was going down. It was perfect Sunday. And there's people walking or sitting at some of the cafes, and then all of a sudden this black car comes in and sends them scrambling. The car swerved around some yellow poles that was supposed to prevent the cars from getting into the walkways and onto the boardwalk. And so this was on purpose. The car was going 60 miles an hour. It's lucky that he didn't even hit more people. Just people were trying to get out of the way, screaming, all that kind of stuff. Boy, that's just awful. And the woman who died was a 32-year-old from Italy, visiting from Italy. Could it get worse than that? Who was on her honeymoon. So people were stumbling around, looking confused, had no idea what happened. I hate to hear things like this. I mean, it's just, they say it was just like a boom sound. Super, super loud. And there were just a couple of women that were hit. They were in their 60s. The car hit three vendors who were sitting at their booths. You know, what is behind that? What's the idea of doing that? For what purpose? What doesn't make any sense? What purpose? Why would you do it? Awful. Thinking of the people screaming. And as I said, this is a boardwalk you've seen on the tube. And it's so big on the summer, especially on the weekends, you can get 150,000 people on it. And it's like kind of this area of asphalt. It runs along the sand for a few hundred yards from the ocean. And you've got restaurants and galleries and, you know, whatever else, and the famous Muscle Beach. So now they're just looking all over the grounds for any kind of evidence they can find. Terrible. Whatever compelled him to do that? I mean, absolutely awful. Just this, he had his car, he just gets past, like I said, those yellow poles and slams into all those people. Ooh, awful. See, you never know. It's that awareness. We've had people on the show talking about that before, that you do, you know, kind of the 360. And not that you would have known necessarily and could have prevented yourself from being in the middle of that, because that happened so quickly. But maybe something would have stood out as you were walking along, that somebody was kind of looked like they were too close, or looked like they were going to get on, or, you know, whatever it might be. But you got to really feel for those people. It's an awful thing to happen. Perfect Sunday. It's beautiful outside. And then poof. Just like that. It just shows you. I mean, life really can change on an instant for anybody. Anybody. There's no rhyme or reason. And this guy does not have a reason. I mean, he does not have a reason. No question about that. No reason whatsoever that at least that I can think of that makes any sense. I don't think so. None. All right, coming up on America Tonight, too, so you know, I think I said this about the numbers thing. Boy, do we have a lot of numbers for you. The Seattle cops and the amount of license plates that they got last year that they were able to, you know, collate. That's kind of scary, though, isn't it, in a way? And then Tawana Brawley sort of paying for her defamation suit that she was on the other end of that. She was the 87 rape hoax person. Remember, she came out and Al Sharpton and everybody else got to her corner. Oh, Tawana Brawley. And then it turned out she was just making up everything. Ooh, take it back. And so now she's paying that, doing that restitution thing. Because that's it's such a serious crime. It's so awful. That's just come up with a hoax and try to rip someone's life apart. So 10 checks that were over $3,700 delivered to ex-prosecutor Steve Pagones. The first payments Brawley has made since a court determined in 1998 that she defamed the man she accused with her vicious hoax. She owes $431,000 in damages. Ooh. $431,000. That's a crazy number. This is 25 years later. That's how long this took. So she's finally, you know, doing it because a Virginia court ordered the money garnished from her 6 months of wages as a nurse if she didn't pay it. So they're going after her. I think finally that she's paying something is huge. Because she was somebody who had a whole bunch of aliases. She had, geez, just all kinds of things stuck to her. And now she's paying. That has to feel good. That has to feel good for the victim. As much as you can say, I didn't do it, I'm accused of the wrong thing, it's not me, it's very tough to shake that. Very, very tough. She's got to come up with it somehow. And I guess all those years, she saved it. She was able to save up all that money so that she could start paying it off. Oof. All right, if you just tuned into America Tonight and you jumped midway into the conversation, we like to mix up, sometimes we like to mix up a lot of things that are happening, both in the world of sports and in other areas as well. But I think because of the PED situation, so much of the focus is not on, hey, the Hall of Fame game was today or the other day, and that people are excited and it's almost football season again. I think the focus is on what's happening with the State Department to keep some embassies closed, the terror threat serious, we should be careful, what's happening, you know, with that, and a couple of other gems, too, in the works on America Tonight. So the chatter from the phone lines, the computer, our computer outlets, websites, and other ways to communicate. You'd have to think they would have had all that in. You would have to think that would have all been in place, I guess. But apparently not. Apparently it was not so. And we still come back to the same thing with Ed Snowden working his way, seeking political asylum, working his way out of Russia. We still have the question to answer, traitor or friend, traitor or whistleblower. So many of you have come out on the side of traitor. Is he really a traitor? Hang with us. We're booting it over the wall. I'll meet you when I climb over.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? you can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Tonight, Kate Delaney back in the house after a couple of days off back in a sandy-ravaged beach town, Ocean City, New Jersey. Although a lot of those houses are together, there still are some that are down. They're building them on stilts. And it's interesting in talking to the people to figure out where they were. It was a nightmare. I even went to Atlantic City where the boats had smashed up against so many of the houses, and that was all straightened out, but there was still a lot of rebuilding going down, or teardowns. A lot of teardowns were happening, too, as well. Let's go out to our pal Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Well, I'm getting over my withdrawal tonight.
Withdrawal?
My God, last week was like a nightmare. I thought, wait a minute now. I know I've heard this one before the next week.
It was the best of. I updated everything, and we had the best of.
And I thought, okay, by Thursday I'm in full withdrawal.
Oh, you're hilarious.
But I heard my name, and I'm like, what? I hadn't called in, and, well, it was Jeff, a repeat of Jeff Atticott.
Oh, yeah, we love Jeff.
And I thought, she better be back on Sunday night. I'm going to raise hell.
Hey, I got to tell you this. This is the funniest thing ever. So I'm at a restaurant in New Jersey, and they have this trivia that they play with all the different people that are in there.
Oh,
and you have
National
Teen Trivia
Network? NTN?
No. And it was called something like Quiznos or something like that. And but here's the thing that's interesting for all the people listening. You know, I'm pretty good on the state capitals, and I got into a huge back and forth with my cousin because he was insisting that St. Louis, what was the capital of Missouri? St. Louis is the capital of Missouri. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No.
No, it is not. It's Jefferson City, right?
Yeah.
And so I knew it, and I said, it's Jefferson City. You got to go with that. So we lost the prize because we did not go with Jefferson City. I was outvoted.
Oh, no.
No, how could you think St. Louis was the capital? That's an easy one.
Yeah. It's capital of crime, maybe, but not.
That's right. There you go.
Okay. What a crock, too.
I know.
NSA. People really believe in this garbage? Seriously.
The garbage about, you mean, that we're in high alert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about a diversion.
It's perfect, isn't it? It's like a Vince Flynn novel.
I was like, okay, all the grifters and Quislings have left Congress for August, so they're safe.
Right.
And I swear I would believe or trust rather a cobra before I would trust what the NSA has to say. I'm just like appalled that anybody would take them serious, because if there was going to be an attack, I guarantee you all the chatter they're hearing, oh, hell, come and listen to the squirrels on my telephone pole. They're more interesting. Really? I mean, this is just a diversion because Obama's under so much fire with all the scandals. And besides, he's going off to Martha's Vineyard at the tune of $7 million.
Yeah.
As if we're really going to have an attack while he's gone. And they're only going to be gone out of the embassies for a week, so you know, well, gee, the attacks must be coming within that week time span, maybe.
Yeah.
But real quick about what's his face, the baseball player?
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, my God. How do people support this cheater? I mean, how do parents validate this man to their children that it's okay to cheat?
I agree. I think he is the cheater. He's the ultimate cheater. And he's owed like $97 million through 2017.
Yeah, well, you know what? They should take his money away. I think that's appalling. And I'm embarrassed for all the sports fans, embarrassed that anybody would continue to support a team that has him on it, because that's just plain cheating, and that's not something I would want to show the youth of America. We have enough problems with youth without cheaters. I mean, how many are there now? I don't count them because I'm not into sports.
Right.
But, my God in heaven, it's like we laud the cheaters simply because, what, they can throw a good ball or they can bat good?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just think that's wrong, and I think people who watch that are wrong, but that's just my personal opinion. I'm sure they can find things wrong with me, but cheating is cheating. I don't care how you cut it. And $97 million cheaters, oh, please.
Yeah. Cheating is cheating. Yeah.
I'm glad you had a great vacation. You were missed. And I was just wandering around in the middle of the night. But I'm glad you got some time off.
Thanks, Izzy. So,
you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, I appreciate it. So funny, I thought of Izzy, and I thought of Phil, and I thought of Bill, and I thought of a whole bunch of other people that, you know, in Missouri that call the show a bunch because of that trivia question, and it's really true. We even had another, there was a whole thing, there was like 10 different name the capitals of these states, and there was other trivia questions, you know, popular headlines and that kind of thing that were mixed in. But the other one was, what's the capital of Minnesota? And I did win that battle out, but it was a battle over St. Paul, Minneapolis. And that's pretty easy. That's where the mothership is. How can we not know that? So, of course, I knew that. So, Izzy brings up the whole idea of Alex Rodriguez and cheating. And, you know, this is the culmination of Major League Baseball's investigation into Biogenesis, which is the clinic in Miami where Rodriguez frequented. He wasn't the only one. And the suspensions that are expected to come down probably the rest of the season, you know, tomorrow for the rest of the season, maybe for A-Rod, all of 2014, it would be 210 games supposedly. And the belief was that he wasn't very cooperative with Major League Baseball, that if he had been, the penalty might have been less than that. Bud Selig still has the potential to say, okay, it's a lifetime ban, and he could do that. He could say it's a lifetime ban. Rodriguez will appeal it. If he appeals it, whatever it is, then he could theoretically be in a Yankees uniform for a couple of weeks. That's usual. Well, maybe more. Depends on how long it takes to settle that. But there he was. He scored a couple times over the weekend. He walked four times, scored, and looked all right in Trenton. That's where their Double-A team is. But this is a guy who, even other players, they either really love Alex Rodriguez or they really can't stand Alex Rodriguez. And he's just one, though. He's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of players behind him and in front of him that are going to get slammed with a time, jail time, or fine, or a combination. I'm not jail time, suspension or whatever, you know, that would essentially add up to a fine depending on how their contract is worded. The money, the loss of the, you know, ultimately the money that they would get. Now, as Izzy was saying there too, the terror threat really opens up the gate for that NSA debate. That is the timing convenient? It's like an episode of The Veep. There's a great show that I like that's on one of the cable stations. I'm going to say it's HBO, but it could be Showtime. I think it's HBO. And Julie Louise Dreyfus stars in as the VP. And this sounds like a line from, you know, it sounds like a storyline from The Veep, that it would be the perfect opportunity and to throw this out there. But would they really risk, especially with the way Freedom of Information Act and everything else pouring through documents, of just floating the dart out there? The timing is just very odd that it would happen now. Or was this stuff that was ongoing and now it's just coming out because, oof, this is the perfect time to release this. And then with the embassies closing and Ramadan and the Muslim world celebrating, could the timing be any better for that to try to pull any of the negative publicity away and in a much different direction than where we are now? You look at a couple of things that are happening. Immigration, back burner, no question. Anybody can get on any Sunday talk show and say how they're going to come up with something, but it's so low on the totem pole. And now keeping the government open until October 1st is going to be big. Because the threat is, again, hanging around of the sequester. And every year, I guess, furloughs, sequesters, all that kind of stuff is going to be talked about. It's the magical elixir. All right, we can't come up with the money, so we got to figure out a way to put a Band-Aid on this, and then we're going to take salary away from the lower-end employees we have in the government, the middle class. Can they afford to take a 20% pay cut? And, you know, the list goes on and on. So numbers is what we're talking about next. I promised we would hit up Week in Count, and that's exactly where we're headed. The We Can Count vault, and there are, my friends, a ton of numbers. I can see it in your future. I can predict that it's happening, and it's next. We Can Count on America Tonight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We can count. How about this four-year-old boy who was re-elected mayor of a small town in northern Minnesota? Just showing you that you're never too young to get in the game. Bobby Tufts isn't in preschool yet, but he's the mayor of this tiny, tiny, tiny tourist town. Mayor Tufts picked Sunday at the Taste of Dorset Festival. He's going to be the mayor for a second term. You know what the population is? 22 to 28. That is crazy. I was in a town, I just visited a town of 2,000 people, and I thought that was small. So anybody could vote as many times as they wanted for a dollar a vote, and Bobby was only three when he won last year. His mother said she and her son got choked up when his name was pulled for re-election on Sunday. I don't know, it's kind of a cutesy story anyway. I like it. I like it, right? How about this? A man furious over the court ordering him to return 1,500, $500,000 insurance money. This goes back to a 2001 wreck that killed his teenage son, so you imagine the pain there. And he wanted to pay back the money in pennies to protest. That's how upset he was, and can you blame him? So what he did was he settled in quarters. He packed in 150 transparent sacks weighing 50 pounds each, 150,000 in coins, nearly one-third of the money an appellate court required him to pay back to resolve years-long legal feuding between the crash's survivors over how much $800,000 in insurance money were apportioned, you know, after that. Seems kind of cockamamie to me. It's the loss of a child. It doesn't even have anything to do with money, but the fact that they awarded him a deal and then went back on it, wow, is crazy. And Roger Hernan is a retired foot surgeon whose business holdings included three Southern Illinois nursing homes. And he got $1.6 million through his coverage. So he got the money. He got the bulk of it. Wow. All right, we move to yet another number. And this is, again, a very sad story, but I think the number is so shocking. Can you picture yourself jumping out of a plane? Think about it for a second. Can you picture yourself jumping out of a plane 8,000 times? Well, there was a skydiving instructor from Pensacola, Florida that people absolutely loved. James Horek Jr., just 56 years old, an instructor for the Emerald Coast Skydiving Center in Alberto, Alabama, died in a swamp about a mile from the airport in Lumberton, Mississippi. He was safety conscious and had made 8,000 jumps, like I said, in his lifetime. So there he was. Three other skydivers who jumped with this tandem jump said that the equipment appeared to malfunction, that there was something that wasn't right, some kind of entanglement with the lines or, you know, whatever it was. So the FAA and inspectors will look at whether the parachutes were properly rigged by what they call a rigger and whether the parachute operation met FAA regulations. Ooh, sounds like a long battle to me. All right, we go from that story, sadly, because this guy, like I said, was popular. People liked him. He had done it so often. The fact that it didn't work that time was strange. A small Illinois university is upset. They say they're standing by a longtime psychology professor. But the problem is it was recently revealed that this longtime professor shot and killed his father, mother, and teenage sister in Texas 4 decades ago. But he was found not guilty of that crime. So you fast forward the clock by reason of insanity. He does time in a mental institution, and then he's ready, you know, ready to go. 46 years. The school didn't know about his past, but said that his efforts to rebuild his life and the success professionally were nothing short of miraculous, remarkable, whatever you want to call it. And he originally, like I said, spent 6 years in this facility in Georgetown, which is where the killings took place. Ooh. So now he's got to, I guess, deal with that. But imagine all those people that want to hunt him down and ask him something. I always think that the whatever the sentencing is, it's about the people in the courtroom. It's about the parents who are sitting there who are horrified that they're in that situation. Speaking of being in a situation, if you ever feel sorry for yourself, think of this family. Cute young family. They have what appears to be the apple of their eye. a young son, 2 years old, and he went to their renewal of their vows. So the two-year-old boy, they say, could only survive maybe a couple more days, maybe a week, maybe two, and his name is Logan, and he was part of this 12-minute ceremony, but he has leukemia and complications from leukemia, and he's 2 years old. Wow, that is tough. That's tough. He was born in 2010. He was diagnosed after his first birthday with acute leukemia. He has some other things that plague him, linking to cancer. The markers aren't good. But during this time period, thank goodness, they were able to do a Make-A-Wish trip to Disney World in June. And they were able to do a couple other things, too. Because that is rough. That is rough, without a doubt. Where you look at their baby in the face, and boy, that is one cute, cute kid. So, got to be bittersweet. Bittersweet for them to smartly decide that they were going to include Logan, and then be a little bit concerned about how healthy he's feeling. All right, finally, our last one here for We Can Count. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, and some of those conversations with Stephen Showhead are so interesting. But if I told you at the box office, another buddy movie cleans up, Two Guns, number one at the weekend box office. Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg are the two characters in it, and they try to capture the top spot probably through the weekend. They raised over $27.4 million. Wow, Two Guns. It's a novel of the same name and features a DEA agent, and Wahlberg is a national intelligence officer who have to team up for an undercover operation involving drug traffickers and the CIA. Ooh. Ooh, and one quick reminder here. You know the famous song, Vana, 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 and you're in the water? Don't be afraid. It's Shark Week coming to attack you. So, you know, this time around, there are a lot of stories about personal attacks, and you wonder, are the sharks rather being more aggressive, or are we just doing more stories on them? Thanks for listening, everybody.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.